What does it mean to connect to your future at Lake Michigan College? They connect you to your future opportunities. They partner with local industries and employers, ensuring their programs align to the needs of the community's workforce. Lake Michigan College can help you get to the future you want. Visit lakemichigancollege.edu.
WSJM News Now. Team coverage from the WSJM Newsroom on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. State Senator Eric Nesbitt and other Michigan Senate Republicans have introduced a plan to grow the state by making it more economically competitive. Nesbitt tells us the Grow MI State package seeks to counter some of the things done by Democrats since they gained control of Michigan.
That's why we've introduced an economic growth plan that helps Michigan families, small businesses, instead of some of the most profitable corporations in the world and those that are politically connected, like we've seen that Governor Whitmer and Democrats have done. They've spent nearly $4 billion of subsidizing these battery plants and profitable multinational corporations.
Among other things, the package includes bills to end cash payments to corporations investing the funds instead in bridge repairs. It would also re-implement a right-to-work law and update regulations to make Michigan more attractive to skilled professionals.
Such as making it easier for folks that have licensing in other states to get them licensed here in Michigan, whether they're welders or construction workers or pipe fitters, trying to make sure that Michigan's open.
Nesbitt says that Michigan needs more doctors, nurses, and teachers, but its government puts up all kinds of roadblocks to moving here. The legislation seeks to change that. He tells us with Democrats still in control, some of the bills may be harder to pass than others. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners has approved a new three-year contract with full-time employees, the Berrien County Sheriff's Department, represented by the Police Officers Labor Council. Berrien County Sheriff Chuck Height tells us the contract provides for an 8% pay increase in 2024, a 6% increase in 2025, and a 5% increase in 2026 for deputies and sergeants. It also reduces the number of salary steps from 10 to 5 years. The command unit, which covers lieutenants, captains, and the chief deputy, will see pay increases as well. Lieutenants will get an increase of 5.5% above sergeants. Captains will get a 4.5% increase above lieutenants. And the chief deputy will receive 4.5% over captains. There were some other minor changes in contract language, but it was mostly about wages. Sheriff Height says the men and women of the Sheriff's Department work hard each day and deserve to be compensated accordingly, adding this will help with recruitment and retention. Set for May 16th is the ribbon cutting and grand opening for the New Heights CCDA Laundry Hub on Red Arrow Highway in Benton Heights. New Heights director Chris Britton tells us his organization did some surveys a few years ago and found residents in the area wanted a laundromat. With none within a few miles, many had trouble washing their clothes on a regular basis. From there began a multi-year effort to raise money and construct the new building that proved more difficult than expected.
We went into this project maybe a little naively, but we really started to dig into this post-COVID. But we were using kind of pre-COVID figures when we were kind of ballparking the price of this. And the price tag for this project has been north of $1 million.
Britton says the Laundry Hub will also be a full-fledged community center with partner agencies located there to offer support services. He hopes this can spur some more development in Benton Heights.
That Red Arrow corridor used to be a pretty happening place. There actually used to be a laundromat that was across the street from where we built. There was the Red Arrow Tap. I believe there used to be a grocery store. So I'm really hoping that other businesses or entrepreneurs in the community see this development that we're doing and that they too would choose to invest in this community as well.
The center has 32 washers and dryers supplied by the Whirlpool Foundation, and partner agencies to be located there will include Life Plan, Mosaic CCDA, Connexus, Corwell Health, the Lincoln Township Library, and Cycle Recycle. The ribbon cutting and grand opening will be May 16th at 5:30 p.m. at the center, which is at 2121 Red Arrow Highway in Benton Heights. Britton says it'll also be the official opening date for the center so people can start using it that day. Lake Michigan College will hold its annual WAVE Awards for Excellence in High School Musical Theater on May 22nd at the Mendel Center Jenkins Theater. LMC Arts and Sciences Dean Christopher Zook tells us they started the event to honor all the hardworking students and theater programs throughout Southwest Michigan.
So it's kind of modeled after the Tony Awards. We send adjudicators out to the local high schools that choose to participate and give them written feedback, comments, and we score them. And then we announce the nominees, which we just did last week.
Zook says that the nominees include school productions and performers from Elkhart all the way to Paw Paw. Seven adjudicators evaluated 10 high schools and about 630 students who participated in high school musical productions in the last academic year. So what's it like to see a student win a WAVE award?
Everything from tears of joy to jumping up and down and screaming that they can't believe that they've won, and some really touching stories of how they got there.
Zook says that the region has a wealth of student talent that often feeds its robust theater community. The WAVE Awards ceremony begins May 22nd with red carpet arrivals at 6 p.m., followed by the awards, which include musical numbers from Bridgman, Concord, Dowagiac, Edwardsburg, Hartford, Lakeshore, New Buffalo, Pawpaw, and St. Joseph High Schools. The events will be open to the public. A Lincoln Township man is facing charges after a meth bust on Tuesday. The Southwest Enforcement Team's Detective Lieutenant Evan Hogger tells us officers searched a home in the 1800 block of Fox Prairie in the Fox Crossing subdivision after getting tips about open drug sales happening there.
It came to our attention through complaints from vigilant neighbors who are not used to seeing that kind of activity, and a constant influx of traffic into the neighborhood with short stay durations at his residence.
During the search, Sweat says officers found nearly an ounce of crystal meth, digital scale, drug baggies, and other evidence of drug sales and use. The 51-year-old man was arrested and taken to the Berrien County Jail on charges of possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine and maintaining a drug house. Both charges are second offenses for the suspect. Hogger says the fact this happened in a nice neighborhood probably helped to catch the suspect.
It's interesting that it happened in a nice neighborhood, but that's also probably what drew so much attention.
The suspect's name has not been released. Sweat says Southwest Michigan loses nearly twice as many lives each year to drug overdoses than it does to car crashes. It tells anyone in need of help to contact Southwest Michigan Behavioral Health. Hundreds of people will be at St. Joseph High School's Dickinson Stadium this Friday for the 66th Annual Rotary Club of St. Joseph Benton Harbor Track Meet. The event was started in 1958 as a way for track teams from throughout Southwest Michigan to compete with each other and prepare for state matches. The Rotary's Renee Bora tells us the atmosphere is always exciting.
Oh, it's energetic. It's so fun. We get a lot of support from the community to come and watch the kids, and all the kids get along with everybody else, and they're all excited to be that. I think everyone that runs track knows about the Rotary Track Meet, and it's a big deal. And so there's a lot of energetic people there, and we get a lot of volunteers that want to help, and we just have a lot of fun.
The track meet's one of the biggest in Michigan. It'll feature track teams from 17 schools. 5 place medals and 3 $2,000 scholarships to be awarded. This year's track meet will also include a food drive, so everyone's asked to bring along some canned goods. It'll start at 4:30 p.m. at the St. Joseph High School Dickinson Stadium and run until about 9 p.m. It's $5 for adults to get in and $2 for students. WSJM News Now continues with your Bloomberg Report. WSJM News Now continues. The Federal Reserve announced today it'll continue to hold the country's interest rate as it is, saying inflation's still too high. While in Wisconsin for a campaign event today, former President Trump took the opportunity to slam his successor. According to averages from 538, Trump's currently 2 points ahead of President Biden in Wisconsin, or maybe he's Brittany Shepard.
Finally having some time to hit the campaign trail between his court appearances in New York, former President Trump is criticizing President Biden on the current inflation rate, which he says is still too high.
We had no inflation. Today, your inflation's so high, it doesn't matter. If you make money, it doesn't matter. It eats you alive.
Trump speaking in Wisconsin, his first of 2 campaign stops Wednesday, as he attempts to shore up support in a state where he narrowly leads his main challenger. Brittany Shepard, ABC News, Washington.
Dueling groups of protesters clashed overnight at the University of California, Los Angeles, shoving, kicking, and beating each other with sticks after pro-Israel demonstrators tried to pull down barricades surrounding a pro-Palestinian encampment. UCLA canceled classes today. Late Tuesday, police burst into a Columbia University building occupied by pro-Palestinian protesters and broke up a demonstration that had paralyzed the school. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said Wednesday police arrested almost 300 protesters at Columbia and City College. Police also cleared an encampment at Tulane University in New Orleans early today. Meanwhile, ABC's Ike Giochi is at the scene of Columbia University and reports its protest is being led by Columbia professors.
Faculty members who have been entranced with the students ever since the onset of this incident, talking about how they're ashamed of the president's action. They also talked about Columbia University negotiating on what they believed wasn't in good faith. The university did offer to consider new proposals on divestment and shareholder activism. They also said that they would review access to their dual degree program in global centers. Another thing that they're talking about is that they want to launch educational and health programs in Gaza and the West Bank.
Student protest movements washed over the country since police first tried to end the encampment in Columbia in New York nearly 2 weeks ago. There has been fiery rhetoric and tumultuous arrests on high-profile campuses all the way from New York to L.A. But millions of students across the country have continued with their daily routines of working their way through school, socializing, and studying for exams. The protests are demonstrating wide differences among Americans in 2024, even for groups that have tended to unite during divisive times like in the 1960s. Take Boston, the city most identified with American higher education. Students there have set up encampments at least five campuses, but calmness prevailed elsewhere in the area. Vice President Kamala Harris today was in Florida, the same day that the state's six-week abortion ban took effect. More from ABC's Karen Travers.
Vice President Harris says the new abortion restrictions in Florida are part of a, quote, healthcare crisis, and she blamed Donald Trump for putting three justices on the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, calling him, quote, the architect.
Because of Donald Trump, more than 20 states have abortion bans. More than 20 Trump abortion bans.
Harris framing this election as a, quote, fight for freedom.
To make decisions about one's own body and not have their government tell them what they're supposed to do.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's met with Israeli leaders in his push for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas to impress on them that time is now for an agreement that would free hostages and bring a pause in the nearly 7 months of war. The current round of talks appears to be serious, with Hamas considering a new proposal. But the sides remain far apart on key issues of whether the war should end as part of the emerging deal. In talks with Blinken, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeated his determination to carry out an offensive on the southern Gaza town of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's bad for the Republican caucus and bad for the country, but Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's moving forward with her effort to oust him, or if maybe she's Stephen Portnoy.
The Georgia Republican says she's absolutely going to do it next week.
I can't wait to see Democrats go out and support a Republican speaker.
Democrats have said they'll vote to table Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort and save Mike Johnson's job.
That is not an endorsement that any Republican speaker should ever want or embrace.
Greene argues Johnson has betrayed GOP voters by letting bills pass with bipartisan majorities to fund government agencies and U.S. allies such as Israel and Ukraine. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Democrats at the Arizona legislature are expected to make a final push to repeal the state's long dormant ban on nearly all abortions that a court said can be enforced. 14 Democrats in the Senate are hoping to pick up at least two Republican votes today to win final approval of the repeal bill. The proposal narrowly cleared the Arizona House last week and is expected to be signed by Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. The near total ban predates Arizona's statehood and permits abortions only to save the patient's life. It provides no exceptions for survivors of rape or incest. And basketball star Brittany Griner has opened up about her time behind bars in Russia. More from ABC's Derek Dennis.
WNBA player Brittany Griner, the two-time Olympic gold medalist and nine-time WNBA All-Star, recounting the moment she found out she would be freed from a Russian prison. It came in a note.
It said, "Be ready to leave." And I saw that paper and I was so thrilled.
The 33-year-old, speaking exclusively to ABC's Robin Roberts, was detained in February of 2022 at an airport in Russia, accused of having vape cartridges with cannabis oil in her luggage, which is illegal in the country. She was set free after 10 months and has a book out next week titled Coming Home. Derek Dennis, ABC News.